Alex, you have a very interesting story about how you met your partner, and I was hoping that you could share it with us.
Yeah, so when I was still working at Epigram, she was a customer. So we hit it off and we went out and yeah.
Can you remember what book she bought?
Yeah, of course.
What, can you share that with us, or is that kind of like...
She bought Impractical Uses of Cake by Yo Jo N.
Yeah.
Yes. So she also knows this. The author. So.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, yeah.
Is she thrilled?
Yeah.
She's responsible.
See, that's just it. As a writer, you can bring people together in that way.
Or apart, depending on the quality of your book.
Hello, and a very warm welcome to the Asian Bookshelf, where we will explore Southeast Asia's literary landscape. If you're a discerning reader, perhaps even an inspiring writer, you're in exactly the right place. We interview acclaimed writers and key industry figures to explore Southeast Asia's literature, and we take a deep dive into its narrative elements, characters, themes, and emerging trends. We explore what works and why. Can a particular book be translated into another medium, say a movie, a documentary? And what literary trends are emerging in our region? Is it all romance, or are non-fiction graphic novels on the rise? We believe in-depth conversations like this will enhance Southeast Asia's English literary scene. The Asian Bookshelf is produced and co-hosted by acclaimed writer John Gresham, presenter Devika Misra, and myself, writer T.A. Morton. We are all Singapore-based, but of Irish, Australian, and Indian heritage, and bring our own unique insights and experiences to Southeast Asia's stories. Please join us on the Asian Bookshelf, home to words and voices from Asia today.
Unfortunately, I've had multiple slip disc operations and I had a relapse again. So that required me to do a third operation on my back. And because it was a very tough surgery, it kind of caused me to end up going into depression.
Okay.
So I didn't work for about 5 years. Wow. I had to go for therapy. You know, I didn't work for 5 years. But after 5 years, then I felt I did need to do something with my life. I couldn't just stay at home and do nothing, you know. Mm-hmm. So I started interning at Epigram. So the founder of Epigram is my uncle. Then after my internship, then he was about to open the bookshop at URA.
Okay.
And he asked me to run it. So of course, it was a bit strange because... I hadn't had much social contact for 5 years, and to suddenly go and do a very front-facing kind of job. But I thought, okay, you know, I'll try it. You know, I'll do it. And I realized that I enjoyed it. You know, I enjoyed talking to people about books, meeting new people. Really, it's quite amazing how you can become friendly with people over a short conversation.
Yeah.
I've met people who, after talking to them for less than 30 minutes, visitors from other countries, and then they gave me their phone number and told me, if you're in my country, give me a call.
Wow.
I'll bring you around.
That's good.
Yeah. You know, just from a short conversation.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, it was fun. You know, I enjoyed it and all.
In this episode, episode 3 of the Asian Bookshelf, we will discuss the role and place of the contemporary bookstore with independent bookshop owner Alex Chua. And me, writer and podcast host, T.A. Morton, and fellow writer and my co-host, John Gresham. Today, it appears that independent bookstores no longer make sense. Business sense, that is. Soaring rents and competition from ebooks and big online retailers like Amazon have pushed independent bookstores to many to become unprofitable niche businesses. In fact, just a few weeks ago, the community here was abuzz with news of the closure of two branches of the Times bookstore. This was apparently due to weak sales and low foot traffic. This English book retailer has been in Singapore for more than 40 years and now has only one store still running. So today we focus on the fundamental question. Do we still need independent bookstores? Moreover, can bookstores in fact be something more than bookstores? And how? And when I say more, I don't mean simply adding coffee and croissant, a snack bar type of place. We'd like to ask a fundamental question here today. Can a bookstore become a deep, meaningful, even safe space for the community? Not merely a place to browse, but something that's far more important. This is the question we explore with Alex, the owner of Book Bar, which opened about 8 months ago in Duxton Hill. His bookstore, it seems, has filled a much needed space in our community, especially after books actually closed down. So, John, what do you think?
Look, I think the bookstores need to be more than shops. And I think Alex's store does a really good job of doing that because it's interacting and engaging with the community. I mean, we need to be communities and creators and not just consumers and producers for profit. So the role of community-based independent bookshops is absolutely essential. They're a space for writers and readers to find each other. And I think Alex, with his sort of wine sessions and and reading sessions, it helps. I mean, most of us are fairly introverted, so we need some type of structure to actually interact. So I think Alex has done a good job with that.
You seem to have done your bit, as it were, for Southeast Asia's kind of literary scene. But I guess, what would you like to see more of here in Singapore? What do you think can be done to have more booksellers, more events?
To support the industry.
To support the industry.
The book and publishing industry.
Yeah. Are you not going to publish yourself, Alex?
No. Publishing is too difficult. I mean, unless we become very successful, then maybe we can consider. But no, it's just very difficult. Too much work for us.
Hard work.
Yeah.
To my mind, the publishing arm of books, actually, Math Paper Press, gave incredible opportunities to a host of Singapore writers. You know, going over 10 years ago to things like Fish Eats Lion and Coast and From the Belly of the Cat and publishing a lot of Singapore poets. So the role of the bookstore and the community place it's really important. I would not be a writer here today if it wasn't for books actually in Math Paper Press.
I think you're right. I mean, I think Melissa De Silva and many others, writers like Amanda Lee Coe, Sarah Wong and Joshua Ip would agree. And I think what Alex is doing at the Book Bar is an extension of all that. But he's moving with the times, you know, creating events that are different, unique and, to be honest, much needed. Book Bar is like a sanctuary for writers and readers to come together to have a conversation about literature.
There could definitely be more support. You know, like we don't get any help from anything.
Okay.
You know, while publishers get grants, right? You know, from NAC, all that. But I do think if you want to support the whole industry, the industry as a whole, there's no point just supporting the publishing side and then not supporting the places that the books are sold, because right. You give the money to the publisher to publish the book and then it doesn't get sold because, you know, there are not enough places where it can be sold
the,
at.
The distribution is only online and then they're competing with the big, you know, the big guys online, the American ones.
Yeah.
The physical space and where people can meet and build communities, absolutely essential.
Yeah, and actually see these books or learn about them, because for us, as we focus mainly on Singaporean, Asian authors, so you can find the books there, but you go to other shops that are more international based, the book might get lost.
Yeah.
So
swamping,
Yeah, so I do feel if you want to support the whole industry, you can't just support the publishing side and then, you know, it kind of gets wasted because you're giving all this money, but then nobody buys the book because of it's a very small audience that gets to learn and find the book because, you know, there's not enough support on the other end, then right? So I think there needs to be support at both ends of the whole, it's a whole chain, right? I mean, like in any industry, you can't just support one, you know, you can't expect trickle down economics to work.
Well, I don't think it works full stop. I think we've seen that over the last few decades.
Yeah, so... Yeah, but it's, I guess, whether they deem it necessary to support. But if all the independent bookshops close down and there's only the big ones left, then, you know, it'll be even harder to find these books or get to learn about them.
What do you think the difference is between, like, having a space like in the library compared to you guys, you know, where people can come together and they join book clubs? Or what's the fundamental difference, you think, between the bookshop and then the library? You know, when creating kind of this idea of community, do you think there's a difference?
I guess you can't really talk
right
in the library.
True.
To build community. But I guess it's because when we hold our events, you know, I think getting to meet the author of a book is very different from just reading a book on its own. You know, you get to learn their inspiration for certain parts of the story, you know, all that sort of stuff. And it really gives the book a different kind of meaning, a different... You see the book through a different lens once you get to talk to the author and learn a bit more about them personally. So, like, for me, because I have met quite a lot of authors and gotten to know them. So when I read their books, I sometimes see their character in the books as well.
Oh, wow.
Which makes it interesting.
That's really interesting.
Or I've heard stories and then I know... Oh, this
based
part
on
is actually real, you know.
Wow.
But if you just read it on your own, you wouldn't know that any parts of these books are real, or did they just imagine all of it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, I guess libraries do have a function, of course, you know, it's important, you know. I think everyone in the whole industry, book industry, has a part to play.
Yeah. Alex, we would like to ask you about this idea of community that seems to be so prevalent in what you're doing at the Book Bar. Was it a conscious decision from you at the beginning to not only create a bookshop, but also a space for community?
Yes, it was a conscious decision because of my previous experience working at Epigram. Honestly, what I enjoyed most about my job was talking to people, getting to know people who visited, the regulars who came back and all that. So to me, creating a community was important. And like you mentioned, after the closure of a few bookshops in Singapore, I think it's what people needed again because they didn't have a space where they could have community or get to meet each other. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, what has been the reaction? What's been the reaction of you, like, doing these events and creating this new space? You know, have you had a lot of people coming through? Have you had, like, have you been shocked or have you been underwhelmed with the amount of people that are coming to the events?
I think we are very heartened by the support. The people who do sign up for our events, their regulars who come back, their new people, you know, who come and they seem to enjoy the space coming for the events, so I think that's good. So I hope it becomes a place where people will always remember that they enjoy coming to, you know, and whether it's getting to meet an author or getting to meet new people, friends, you know.
But do you think that's unique to bookshops, though, this kind of, you know, these conversations that you have with people and, you know, like that you can suddenly open up? Because I was in the Book Bar a while ago when we were having a, you know, talk about doing the podcast. And when you left, I met these two students who were studying actually in Trinity in Ireland, and they heard I was Irish. I think your dad said, "Oh, she's Irish." And they were like, "Oh." And I was there for an hour. I was there for an extra hour with them talking. And they were the loveliest people, you know, and they were like, "Oh, I'm going to buy your book and we're going to do this. And have you got any recommendations?" And I do think it's a special space in that way, right? This kind of, you are free to talk openly, right? About things. They probably reveal parts of yourself.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think... I don't think you will go to a fashion shop and be able to talk like that.
No.
You know? But I guess if you come into the bookshop, most people means you do enjoy books, at least.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah.
So that already gives a common thing that you can talk about.
Yeah.
And to me, honestly, rather than me recommending books to someone, if another customer recommends a book to someone, that's all the more even better because that's more genuine than me, because obviously as the owner of the bookshop, I would want you to buy books to support me. But if someone else comes along and says, you know, yeah, this book is great, and they buy it off the other customer's recommendation, that's definitely more genuine. And also from our reading events and all, you can see how people really enjoy meeting and talking to other book lovers, you know, so...
And Alex, you have a very interesting story about how you met your partner, and I was hoping that you could share it with us.
So when I was still working at Epigram, she was a customer.
At the bookshop?
Yes.
Okay.
So, I mean, I just talked to her like any other customer, but I guess we hit it off and then... went out and
Can you remember what book she bought?
Yeah, of course.
What can you share that with us, or is that kind of like?
She bought "Impractical Uses of Cake" by Yo Jo Ann.
Yeah.
Yes. So she also knows this, the author. So.
Oh, she does.
Yeah.
Is she thrilled?
Yeah.
She's responsible.
See, that's just it. As a writer, you can bring people together in that way.
Or apart, depending on the quality of your book.
So that's lovely, though, right? It's such a romantic kind of story.
Well, what was the biggest challenge in starting out, setting up?
Finding a location.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually spent almost a year looking for a location.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, it was very difficult having to negotiate with agents and you learn a lot of things about real estate.
Human renting. Nature, I can imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, rent is a key cost in the whole business. It's significant, over 50% of your costs.
About 50-ish percent of our cost comes from rent, and we can't control that.
Exactly. You know?
That and salary, I can't really control, you know, because it's fixed. Yeah, so.
And you have to commit to a multi-year lease.
Yeah.
And
we could have committed to a short lease, but
the price, the rent is.
Yeah, it'll just keep going up.
Exactly.
So.
It's kind of funny, isn't it, whether you think that everything, the bookshops are all in competition. Like, you've got another bookshop on the same street.
Yeah.
So. But they're all selling slightly different things.
Yeah.
So in slightly different locations.
Yeah. So, I mean, they are great. They will send people our way when people are looking for Singapore books.
Mm. Oh, nice.
I will send people their way when people ask me for American authors, you know, or international books. Mm. Yeah. Then I'll just say, you can try it with them. You know, they might carry it, you know. So we don't really see each other as competition. Yeah. Like, it's like friendly neighbors.
Yeah. I think that's nice. I mean, I feel like in Europe, that kind of independent bookseller, they always seem to have a really tight community.
Yeah. Like, you look in England, there's a whole bookshop town, right?
I mean,
you know, Charing Cross Road as well.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Hay on Wye has 25 bookshops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be Duxton soon, hopefully. It would be wonderful, right?
Well, we've got to figure out how to survive this.
Yeah. Pay the rent, right?
Yeah.
We hope that you have enjoyed this episode of The Asian Bookshelf and have a deeper understanding of the life and running of an independent bookstore. We trust that this conversation has given you as much pleasure as it's given us to produce. Of course, our interpretations and opinions aren't the only valid ones. We'd love to hear from you, and you can contact us on the social media in the show notes below. And please follow or subscribe to The Asian Bookshelf on your favourite podcast platform. You can also find us on X, formerly Twitter, or Facebook, or Instagram. Again, in the show notes below are all the links. And do join us for our next insightful conversation, when we'll be discussing Vrushali Juniker's The Campbell Garden Ladies Swimming Class, which won the Epigram Books Fiction Prize in 2023. Many thanks for listening to The Asian Bookshelf, home to words and voices from Asia today.